Welcome to Have You Heard. Have You Heard is a weekly discussion with musicians and people that just love music, where we get to ask you, hey, have you heard? Each week, Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer will discuss their favorite music or the music other musicians and artists simply couldn't live without. Find and explore new favorite music you didn't know you loved with hosts Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer. Welcome to Have You Heard. Good evening and welcome to Have You Heard. I'm Rich Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And we have a very special guest Skyping in. We are practicing safe socializing. And on the line with us is the one, the only, you know him, you love him, Mr.
Oh, hey, guys. This is Mark Bisselli. Hey, Rich. Hey, Matt.
Mark Bisselli. Hi. Man, it's so great. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to
yeah, I gotta get all my gigs here. Hold on.
to talk with us. But I think now that we have time, like there's it's a good opportunity to start looking at a whole bunch of really great music that's coming out of Indianapolis. And thank you so much for emailing me and saying, let's do something. And we're doing it now because you have a new album coming out. And it's not, it's a new album, but it was recorded, what, 14 years ago now. And why don't you just give our listening audience a taste of what we're going to be listening to tonight? Because I'm super excited about this, and I think everybody else is going to be very excited as well. So, Mark, tell us about your new release.
Okay, so this is a live recording at Butler University with Claude Sifwin in 2006. As many of you know, Claude was an icon in this town for many years. He passed away in 2010, so this is before he got sick. He was at the height of his playing, and I remember, man, just going to see Frank and Claude. As everyone in this town knows, Frank and Claude, you know, that was the group. And I was, like, when Frank couldn't make it, Frank would call me to play. And I don't know if you guys know this. You might know this, but you know, at this time of my life, it was pretty weird because I had a girl, baby girl, who was born 3 months premature. And for the next 5 years, she was in the hospital around every January with pneumonia because her lungs hadn't developed. She was in the hospital during this. She was 5 years old. And I'll never forget this night. It was like you got so much on your mind that you just put everything away and you're in the moment. And to me, this was a great in the moment with Claude, who sounds absolutely amazing. And, you know, when he plays with Frank and Claude, they play a lot of original music, and I thought this would be a little different because these are mainly standards, jazz standards. Mm-hmm. It's interesting to see how Claude approaches them.
Yeah, absolutely. I was struck because I used to go to see Frank and Claude all the time when I first moved up to Indy, and it had, you know, obviously it had been quite, he died 10 years ago. So I had not heard him in this setting, which is like really the duo setting is great for Claude, you know, because he takes everybody on a journey. I mean, I've played in quintets and sextets or whatever with him and it was great. But he just shines, man, especially with somebody that can go on that journey with him, like Frank or you. And I was struck just by just how unique his playing is.
Yeah, you know, Rich, everyone talks about, and rightly so, his harmonic approach, right? His harmonic approach is insane. But when you really sit down and listen to him, the thing that blows me away is his sense of time. You know, in a duo, his sense of time is just like a metronome.
Yeah.
Like, he's so on it. And like you said, you've played with him before, and a lot of people have. And I've talked to a lot of people who have. When Claude is really in the zone, you just relax. And no matter what note you play, Claude makes it sound like, you know, you meant to play that note.
It's very true. It's very true. He's a master.
let me ask, Mark, this is actually your second album with Claude, right? Didn't you have another album come out?
Yeah, well, actually we did one tune on a very first album. I can't remember which one it was. And I remember that came off really well. So we did an album together called Take the Mitsu.
That's right, yeah.
Of improvised, but it was mainly all improvised on the spot, not jazz standards. Of course, when you do jazz standards, you got to go ahead and get all the mechanical rights.
Yeah.
Or you got to pay everyone and all that stuff. But I thought it was worth it in this case because his approach to these standards is just insane.
Yeah.
How he sets them up.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a couple intros that we'll listen to that just, it's like, I know exactly what tune this right. is immediately. And right. it's just amazing. Well, why don't we jump into a tune and we can talk a little bit more about the details and how this concert came about and the recording and
sure.
everything out and where people can find the album. Uh-huh. This is a great jazz standard called Out of Nowhere. And this will, if you haven't heard Claude in a long time, sit yeah. down and just enjoy.
Right. 'Cause
here it comes. Out of Nowhere, Claude Sifferlin with Mark Baselli. Thank you. Out of Nowhere from the 2006 live recording with Mark Baselli and Claude Sifferlin, the University of Butler University. This is what we're listening to tonight, and we have Mark Baselli on the line with us. Mark, thank you so much for joining Matthew and I.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks, guys.
So how did you know that this was being recorded?
No.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
So, total bootleg.
A bootleg. This is great, man.
Well, it came as a bootleg. Well, no, you have a really good point. I didn't know it was recorded. And 3 years ago, I got a CD in the mail from someone who recorded it on, what was it, like a super cassette recorder, and they transferred it to digital. Mm-hmm. And I listened to it and I said, wow, Claude sounds fantastic. But listen to all those people in the audience blowing their nose and coughing and this and that.
Back when it was socially acceptable to do that in public.
When they could sit next to each other, right? So I took it to Michael Graham down at the lodge. I said, Michael, is there any way we could do something with this? And he worked on it for a long time. And I remember I had a 60th birthday party and Michael came to the party and handed it to me. And he goes, I remastered the whole thing.
Wow.
Here's your birthday present. And I said, wow, that is like an incredible birthday present.
Yeah, so. I'd say so.
So is the album that was released, is that the entire concert, or did you have to kind of pick and choose some things out?
I think we had two more on there, and I just picked the best six because what's the time that it added up to? I can't remember, but I tried to make it under an hour.
Nice.
You know, I think like 45 minutes maybe.
Yeah. And what label is this released on?
It's released on no label.
Oh, you just independently did it.
Independently putting it out. I'm just I'm not getting anything for it. So all the money's going to Indianapolis Jazz Foundation. The plan was to have people stop over and me stop over to their house and drop off CDs. And so now, as you know, the plan has changed.
Right.
So I know you're going to ask, where can you find these?
Yes.
And I'm trying to do that in my head right now. And so I think on my Facebook page, when I put it out there, I'm going to respond with, you can contact me via email. And then via email, I have a credit card reader that you'll be able to give me a credit card number or run it through the reader. And that way I'll have a record, a paper record for the foundation to show how many have been sold, you know, that
nice.
Kind of thing. I'll put them in bubble mailers, put stamps on them, and mail them out.
That's excellent. Well, this is a piece of Indianapolis legacy and history right here. I think what a treasure. And whoever did record it, thank you. I wonder what else they have recorded through the years. Have you ever talked to them about that?
No.
This could be like that treasure trove of recordings that right. that Lauren Schoenberg got, you know, right. for the Harlem Jazz Museum a few years back. Man, this is so cool. I want to listen to another one. Let's listen to Triste. Beautiful Brazilian tune. And yeah, I just love the way, and I think, yeah, listening to Claude's time, and if you know the tune, you can like follow along harmonically, and the harmonic rhythm and the actual, you know, time, tempo, rhythm are mm-hmm. just absolutely, even though he harmonizes things, but he always comes right back, and like, you know, he gives and takes everywhere, and it's just amazing. An amazing thing. All right, so here it is from the 2006 concert at Butler University. Mark Baselli and Claude Sifferlin. This is great. This is called Triste. Thank you.
That was Tree Stay by Mark Buscelli and Claude Sifferlin from the album from 2006, Live at Butler University. That is just now released as kind of a fundraiser for Indianapolis Jazz Foundation. And Rich and I are here with Mark Buscelli talking about this album and other things. And Mark, I'm gonna change the subject a little bit on you, and let's talk about your time at Ball State, your work with Ball State University as the director of jazz studies. How are things going up there?
Ah, they're going great. The I left. I was at Butler. I was at Butler when I actually did this.
Yeah, yeah. You started the Butler jazz program, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could go into that at some other point. But then I got hired at Ball State in 2007. And so I went from me and a piano player faculty. I now have 6 full-time faculty. And we just are about to get approved for a bachelor's of music and jazz studies because we've had a jazz concentration for so long that it's really a cool thing.
That's excellent.
So, things are going great. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a game changer.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, everyone hopes that their program does well. And, you know, there's a, you know, you asked me how things are going at Butler, at Ball State. Man, it's like I'm doing so much administrative work now. I was just talking to Rich about playing on the little break here about how much we used to play every week. And this whole break right now is actually good for my chops because I haven't done this much practicing in so long. It's usually I'm spending, you know, 3 hours in a car every day.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. I can only imagine. I know the paperwork side of
it. Can you imagine how this is going to open up when this is done and like live music's back? I wonder if people are gonna like, they're gonna want to get out, they want to go see musicians, you know? I mean, it's gonna kill.
Oh, absolutely. And this, the creative output that everybody is putting their energies, I mean, I know I have like 2 separate recording projects going on with people, multi-tracking things. Uh-huh. We're sending files back and forth, and plus just trying to do a lot more radio interviews, radio shows. I'm doing a morning warm-up on my Facebook page.
Yeah.
And just, man, just trying to stay engaged and keep other people engaged as well so that when we get out of this, we hit the ground running instead of, okay, now I got to get back to where I was. Because this was like, I was absolutely between like March 12th and May 2nd. I think I had 2 days where I wasn't gigging, and it's all gone, man. You know, so
it's all gone for so many people,
for everybody. And so we just have to do what we can to keep up. So what do you, I mean, like we're dealing with this at Butler University, trying to keep our students motivated, and what kind of, e-learning online, you know, music lessons or stuff are you doing that's obviously you have to be different than what we would do live. So how have you approached the e-learning situation?
Right. So my big band was supposed to be playing at Dizzy's on March 23rd in New York City. We got invited a year ago. We raised money for it. We put all this together. It fell through the cracks. And so as assignments every week, I'm taking that band, even the people that graduated, they're coming back, where they're going to go to Dizzy's. And so every week they have to, they videotape themselves playing a segment of something that I want, that we're going to play at Dizzy's. And I got that going pretty well. Mm-hmm. So those are weekly assignments. I use Zoom for my arranging class. And, you know, I'm correcting a lot of papers all the time from arranging. That's going good. Mm-hmm. The online lessons, I was using Skype at first, and then it was too much of a what do you call it, latency.
Right.
And so I finally moved to Zoom, and those are going well. But I'm really treating my online lessons now as a lot of sight reading. And so I'll call, and we'll get hooked up, and then I'll email them four tunes to sight read, and then they have a minute to look at each one, download it, look at it. And so that's how we start off. And then if they get through that well, then we work on tunes. You know, I even played a duet over Zoom the other day in real time.
Wow. And it worked?
It worked. I had to have my I had to have a microphone hooked up to my computer.
Yeah.
I couldn't use the audio from the computer, but it did work. Yeah.
Cool.
I couldn't use a metronome. I just felt his time.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah, the latency is an issue. So instead of playing things together, now my students and I, we play things back and forth, a lot of call and response and playing scales. But it's great because now I can hear every mistake in all the scales that they're doing, you know.
Right.
So maybe they're going to learn them better now. I don't know. So let me just get the timeline here. The band was going to Dizzy's. You raised money for it. It got canceled, and now you have an album out. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So that money went to good use, huh?
Mark Rousseau used to work at Ball State. Yeah, right.
Well, that's what we're doing at Have You Heard. We're taking down jazz faculty left and right, man.
Left and right, yeah. Here goes my left.
No,
we put this together, and it's time for me to give back, Rich.
Yeah, and so how did the giving all the proceeds to the Indianapolis Jazz Foundation, how did that come about?
I called up their president, Chris Scanlon, got together and said, hey, this is what I'd like to do. How do we make it happen? Forward me the logo, forward me all the stuff that has to be done. I'm still trying to figure out how to there's going to be no digital downloads, but it streams April 1st.
Okay.
On all the major streaming things. So I have to get that in the IJF name too as well. So I still have a little legwork to do on this, right. You know.
But is the money that is raised going to be allocated for a certain scholarship, playing scholarship?
I didn't have any restrictions. I just said this is for the Indianapolis Jazz Foundation. However many sell, you guys just do what you need.
That's great. Well, thank you for that. That's very generous.
Let's thank them. Yeah.
Well, I will do that. I'll give him a call.
Give him a call right now. Matthew's not doing anything.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. You've heard the show before. You know how it goes. Well, one of my all-time favorite ballads, The Nearness of You, is on this album. And I would love to play that now, Mark, this is not the song for social distancing, but maybe it can bring us a little bit together through the airwaves, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So here it is. As Claude Sifferlin, Mark Baselli playing the Hoagy Carmichael classic, beautiful tune, The Nearness of You. Thank you. a beautiful tune, The Nearness of You, played by the beautiful trumpet sounds of Mark Baselli and the incredible piano stylings of Claude Sifferlin. You're listening to Have You Heard? I'm Rich Dole.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to this spectacular album. And Mark Baselli, thank you for joining us and sharing this music with everybody in the world, because I think Claude had quite a reputation around the country. You know, when people would come into town, they would invariably stop at the Chatterbox to catch this duo that people are talking about, you know.
Oh, yes.
Indianapolis just has this really great history and a great lineage, and I really want to thank you for providing an insight into what was happening in 2006 here, because this is really just a great album, and I really miss listening to Claude quite a bit.
Yes, I think a lot of people do, man.
Yeah. Well, we have a couple more tunes here, and the tune choices are all standards. And did you and Claude discuss what tunes you wanted to play, not wanted to play, or was it just like calling tunes like you would on a gig?
Well, you know, that's a good question, Rich. Because Frank took some time off sometimes, he would call me and I would go in, and these are all the tunes that we played at the Chatterbox a lot. And so when we did this tune, I remember Claude saying, let's just call it right there. I said, perfect. No set list.
Yeah.
Right. How you feeling, babe?
That's right. Oh, man. Yeah, of course. Of course that's how it's done. So,
and of course, you know, edits on this. This is all, you make a mistake, and there's plenty of them for me on here.
Oh, man. But,
they happened in the moment, so.
You sound amazing, and especially on this tune, Lush Life, it's such a beautiful Billy Strayhorn standard, and I just want to jump right into it. Here it is with Claude and Mark, Lush Life.
Thank you.
Lush Life, performed by Mark Fuseli and Claude Sifferlin. I am Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole. And we're joined by Mark Fuseli. And Mark, thank you so much for joining us, for bringing this music to us. And we're going to end with a tune called The Abyss. This is the non-standard tune, and it's improvised. So how did you start to get this going with Claude?
Claude played the first note. That's how we started this.
Beautiful. I love it. Well, yeah. That first note is about to hit. Mark, thank you so much. It's called Live at Butler University. Can't wait to talk to you again and be Thanks. Safe and well, my friend.
Thanks, Rich and Matt. Thank you.
Have You Heard is recorded and produced by Richard Dole and Matthew Altizer in the studios of WICR. The theme music is by Brent Wallerab from the BWJO album, Mezzanine. Feel free to follow us on Facebook.com/Have You Heard Jazz, and do join us next Wednesday for another exciting installment of Have You Heard.